Welcome to episode 7 of the Prosperity RX podcast. This is pharmacist Keith Abel with your prescription for prosperity. This is a podcast where I give you hope. I show you the path toward building a life of peace and prosperity, to build a life that you don't need a vacation from. Let me ask you, what's the difference between being broke or being poor? Well, it's really two different ways of looking at the same situation. No money. Poor is an attitude. It says you can't get ahead and you'll never win with money. Just stay right where you are and sulk in your bad luck forever. Now, broke, on the other hand, is something you're just passing through. Folks, we've all messed up by believing some of the prevailing money myths in our culture. The turning point in your life comes, however, when you're willing to own up, to claw your way out, and never live in the lie again. I'll be sharing concepts that I've learned from folks like Dave Ramsey and Robert Kiyosaki, Art Williams, W. Clement Stone, Brendan Burchard, Napoleon Hill, Zig Ziglar, and many other folks. Concepts that I've learned and successfully implemented in my own life. These concepts will help you move from having the attitude of you'll never get ahead, you'll never win with money, the mentality of you're doomed, you're stuck right where you are, sulking in your bad luck forever. These concepts and ideas will help you to move toward how you can claw your way out, to move you away from having to live that lie of being poor and hopeless. If you're willing to own up to it, to accept that you do have the power to change your circumstances, and that you're willing to do what it takes, then this podcast is for you. You truly can change your life and start on the true path toward financial peace and prosperity. W. Clement Stone, in his book, The Success System That Never Fails, said, "If you cannot save money, the seed of success is not in you." So let's get on with the show. Now, in our last podcast, we looked at 7 behaviors of people who are becoming debt-free. So today, let's take a look at the poor, pitiful me excuses that broke people make. They have this belief, why make more money? Uncle Sam's just going to take it all away. They believe the system is stacked against them. The little man can't get ahead. I've even heard some folks say that if they earn too much money, they'll lose their public assistance. They truly believe that other people are keeping them from success. So let's overcome the poor, pitiful me excuses by answering the question, are the people in your life keeping you in debt? People, sometimes you love them and sometimes you don't want to be anywhere near them. When it comes to your money, people can be a wonderful influence, like Dave Ramsey or your great grandmother who never took out a loan in her entire life, even for those overpriced dentures she bought. But people can also drag you down. You know those people. And while you might love them and care a lot of them, their negativity can eventually wear you down. So who are the types of people you're looking out for? Here's some examples. Number one, your broke brother-in-law. He leases a new car every 2 years. He's tried to pull you into some wacky scheme at least 3 times in his life. He somehow convinced you that your couch in the basement will be a perfect place for him and your sister to stay for just a couple of months while he looked for a job. That was a year ago, and he's still looking. Then there's number two, your parents. If it's normal to be in debt, then that sadly means that a lot of parents are passing along bad money advice to their kids. If your dad encouraged you to sign up for a credit card the day you turned 18 to make sure you build credit, then you should be extremely cautious about your dad's financial advice for the long term. If your parents don't understand why you're working so hard to get out of debt, then it's best just to avoid the topic of money at family gatherings. Number three are your adult kids. On the flip side, few things in life are as irritating as a boomerang kid who's 27 and unemployed and is permanently taking up residence on your couch. You know what a boomerang kid's financial advice might be? Hey mom, give me some money. These kids are like overgrown financial leeches who thrive on video games, Dr. Pepper, and living off your income. Look, we know you love your kids, but love them enough to push them off the couch and into a job. Give them a time limit to find their own place and stop mooching off mom and dad. Number four, your show-off friends. Sick of all the Facebook envy? You know those friends who love to post all about their dining adventures and exotic vacations? You'd be surprised at how many of your friends are going into debt to have all that fun. They'll be paying later while your fun is just getting started. Number five, your college professor from 10 years ago or now. You can just hear his Ben Steinish voice right now, can't you? He might have told you about adjustable rate mortgages or car leases or whole life insurance. You bought that advice at first. You were young and naive, but now you should know better. When you hear that voice telling you how much sense it makes to take out an adjustable rate loan, the interest rates are great, you know. Don't be stupid. Number six, politicians. If anyone takes the government's advice on how to manage money, God bless their soul. Have you looked at our national debt lately? But every day, you'll hear a politician go on and on about balancing the budget, paying off the national debt, and being more responsible with money. The only thing that grows faster than our national debt is our national spending. So when you hear someone in D.C. give money advice, press the mute button. And finally, number seven, marketers. Look, there's nothing wrong with marketers, but if you're not responsible with your money, a good marketer can talk you into buying anything. That's why credit card companies make billions of dollars. They're extremely smart, and they know what they're doing. If you stick to only buying what you can afford, then marketers will never get the best of you. Now, ultimately, your debt is your responsibility. You can't blame anyone other than yourself if debt is weighing you down. The point here is that you can be influenced by others, and it's a good idea to keep a healthy perspective. As you work toward being debt-free, keep an eye out for these people. Now's the best time to start taking control of your money, folks. I'll be covering a lot of topics to teach and encourage saving and debt freedom. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast and to my blog site, prosperityrx.com, to learn more on how to save money, make a budget, pay off your debt, reduce your taxes, and invest for your future. Also, if you want to learn more about how to create extra income by starting a business that requires no startup capital, no pyramid that requires a monthly auto shipment that costs you money every month instead of creating money, and no selling of lotions or potions or pills or quick magic diet aids that melt away inches in minutes or other such scam promotions that you see all over social media, then visit my website, aimhighforsuccess.com, aimhighforsuccess.com, aimhighforsuccess.com. Start today.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.